wires and electronics connected everywhere in his room. A computer to a television, a stereo to his computer, his phone to his computer. He had everything he needed and cared about right there, all in front of him. He slammed down his books to the floor. Upset and feeling interrupted, he begins to feel sorry for himself. This is all junk. I never get the new stuff, always used and worn. It all works, added his little sister. You're still here, go, leave. As Arlene left the room in a huff, Arthur turned off the television and the screen went black. He began to notice something inside the screen. It appeared to look as if the device turned itself back on. Suddenly, static came from the television. Even the room appeared gray and gloomy. Out of the corner of his eye, Arthur thought he saw something move that it gave him goosebumps. He quickly pulled the cords out of the electrical sockets. The phone rang and startled him.